You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
I sit in the waiting rooms of doctor's offices and airports, and whenever normally you're getting impatient or frustrated, I'm drawing.
That's Kalamazoo architect and artist Michael Dunn. He finds himself drawing this way at least once a week. Dunn starts by scribbling. As he goes along, he starts to see things in the marks.
I see a face or I see a bird and I see, you know, the things start to appear. And then I just sort of expand on it from that point. But I try to stay as in my subconscious connections as I can. Not try to force something on the image, but let the image sort of expand freely.
Dunn's drawings are layered with many images, popping out at you from a fog of scribbles. They're part of a new exhibit at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center called Drawing on Words, which will have its opening reception during today's Art Hop. In the exhibit, 15 local poets, and Dunn himself, wrote about one of Dunn's pieces.
Well, I've always worked, you know, on broadsides, which are a combination of a poem, they give it to the artist, and then the artist creates an image. That's a pretty standard process. And then we were talking, my wife Marcia and I were talking about it, and we started going, why not reverse the order?
In the front seat of the car, door open, one foot on the ground, talking earnestly to his girlfriend who is looking away. The girlfriend knows he is telling her something important, something about them, but Grandpa raised her to ask questions, and sometimes those questions come up at the most inconvenient times. Why does the fish breathe 10 bubbles?
That's Kathy Jennings reading an excerpt of her poem, Bird's Eye. The more you look at Dunn's pieces, the more you see. Jennings says the first thing that she saw in the drawing she had was a man holding a baby in the left-hand corner.
And I went with that for them being a grandfather and his granddaughter. And he raised her was the story that I made up about them. I looked at this picture for weeks before I actually wrote something. I had a copy of it on my desk and a copy of it in the bedroom, and I would look and look and look.
Jennings says she tried to incorporate a lot of the images she saw in the drawing. Here's Dunn.
Oh, I love Kathy's poem. It expands my drawing out beyond what I thought possible. And it takes on a whole different meaning now that I read her poem than look at the drawing.
Dunn's drawings have meaning all on their own, of course. But Dunn says sometimes it takes him a while to realize what he was thinking or feeling when he drew them. A piece he made in Ireland, for example, shows a few faces overlaid with many keys and keyholes. Dunn says he went to Ireland to explore his heritage and find creative inspiration.
Searching for the key to unlock, you know, my imagination and, you know, the sort of mysteries of Ireland, so and how I relate to that.
Dunn puts many of these drawings on his Facebook page, called Accidental Marks. Surprisingly, he says 70% of his followers are from Spain. Dunn says some people see the drawings as dark and mysterious, perhaps a little like famous Spanish artist Francisco Goya.
There is something about, you know, the energy in my drawing and the type of drawing I do that, you know, people in Spain respond to. So it's, you know, it's opened up, you know, another whole, you know, set of discussions with people from other cultures.
But no matter who looks at his drawings, Dunn says people are always finding new meaning in his work.
The earnest young man, frustrated by her inattention, has decided to walk home. In a few minutes, she will get out of the car and go around the corner where the woman on the bench will greet her with the cry of a crow. The woman will pull a mask from her bag and offer it to the girl. She will wear it home.
You can see the exhibit, Drawing on Words, at the Book Arts Center through November 24th. Poets in the exhibit will also hold a reading there on November 11th at 7 p.m., You can find more info on these events and others at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center through the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.